You know that feeling when you're watching the fuel gauges on a long cross country and the numbers just aren't adding up? You start running the math in your head. You check the winds, you check your ground speed, and somewhere over the next fix, you quietly start looking for alternates. That's roughly where Latvia's flag carrier finds itself right now. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's what you need to know. AirBaltic, the Latvian national airline based out of Riga, closed out 2025 with approximately $11 million in cash on hand. To put that in perspective, that is not a war chest. That is not even a rainy day fund for a carrier operating dozens of jets across Europe. For an airline that flies Airbus A223neos on routes spanning the Baltic states and well beyond, $11 million is the financial equivalent of fumes in the tank. Now, how did they get here? AirBaltic has actually been something of a darling story in European aviation. They were the launch customer for the A223neo back in 2016. They bet big on a single-type fleet, which on paper is exactly the kind of move you want to see. One aircraft type means simplified maintenance, streamlined crew training, lower parts inventory. It is the Southwest model adapted for a small Northern European carrier. And for a while it worked, but the airline has been burning cash for years. The pandemic hammered them just like everyone else. The Latvian government stepped in with significant bailout funding. There were recapitalization rounds. There were restructuring plans. And through all of it, the promise was always the same. We are going to reach profitability. We are going to find a strategic investor. We are going to make this work. The strategic investor part is the one that keeps slipping. AirBaltic has been searching for a private investor or a partner airline to take a stake in the company for several years now, and that deal has just not materialized. You have to ask why. It is not because the route network is bad. Riga is actually a clever hub. It connects the Nordics with Central Europe, with the Baltics, with destinations around the Mediterranean. The geography works, the fleet is modern, the brand has decent recognition in its region. The problem is the balance sheet. When a potential investor looks at a carrier with $11 million in cash and ongoing operating losses, the math gets difficult. You're not buying into a going concern at that point. You're essentially being asked to fund a turnaround, and turnarounds in the airline business have a grim track record. Here's where it matters beyond just AirBaltic. 2026 is shaping up to be a pressure year for smaller carriers globally. Fuel costs have not come down the way forecasters hoped. Labor costs are climbing across the board. Maintenance costs are spiking because the supply chain for aircraft parts is still backed up. Engine shop visits are taking longer. Lessors are charging premium rates for replacement aircraft. Every one of these factors hits a small carrier disproportionately harder than it hits the big guys. A Lufthansa or a Ryanair can absorb a 15% increase in maintenance costs across a fleet of hundreds. An airline the size of AirBaltic feels that across a much thinner margin. And there's a broader pattern here worth paying attention to. We've already seen carriers go under or restructure aggressively in the post-pandemic period. Flybe in the United Kingdom went down twice. Scandinavian Airlines went through Chapter 11. Norwegian Air had to gut itself to survive. These are not obscure operators. These are established brands with loyal customer bases that still could not make the economics work. The headline doesn't tell the whole story with AirBaltic, though. Latvia's government owns the majority stake and has signaled repeatedly that it views the airline as strategically important. Riga's connectivity to the rest of Europe depends heavily on AirBaltic's route network. If the carrier were to collapse, you would see a significant reduction in direct service out of the Baltic states. So the political will to keep it alive is real. The question is whether political will translates into enough capital to bridge the gap until revenues can cover costs. There is also the fleet angle. AirBaltic has orders and commitments for additional A223neos. Taking delivery of new aircraft when your cash position is this thin creates a painful bind. You need the aircraft to grow revenue, but you need capital to take delivery. And if you defer deliveries, you pay penalties or lose your slots in the production line, which means higher costs down the road when you finally do need the airplanes. This affects you if you're watching the European aviation landscape for any reason. If you fly transatlantic and connect through smaller European hubs, the viability of carriers like AirBaltic directly impacts your routing options. If you're in the industry, on the business side, this is a case study in what happens when a small carrier bets on fleet modernization without the balance sheet depth to ride out prolonged headwinds. And if you're just a pilot who pays attention to the business of flying, it is a reminder that this industry runs on margins that would make most businesses nervous. The difference between a thriving airline and one on the brink is often not bad management or a flawed strategy. Sometimes it is just timing. the wrong pandemic at the wrong moment, an engine availability crisis that you didn't cause and can't control, a strategic investor who was almost ready to sign and then wasn't. AirBaltic is not gone. They are not filing for bankruptcy. The Latvian government still has options. But $11 million in cash for an airline of that size is a yellow caution flag. And anyone who's been in this industry long enough knows that yellow flags have a way of turning red if the winds shift. We will keep watching this one. The reporting today draws from Simple Flying's coverage of AirBaltic's financial position heading into 2026. You can find more at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Keep your alternates in mind and your reserves honest. See you next time on ATIS.